Des stared at her for a moment, then stabbed a forefinger towards the trio of white leather couches which had been delivered only the month before. She sat down because she couldn't fight him physically. But she hadn't changed her mind about leaving, and wouldn't, whatever he said or did. He sat on the next couch to hers at right angles, eyes watchful. "Stop playing silly boogers, Jude. We've disagreed before. You didn't walk out on me then. Maybe I should have done. I've thought about it a few times. Surely Maeve can't matter to you more than... Haven't you been listening to me? I don't give a stuff about your sister. It's you I care about. What you're turning into. What sort of an example you're setting our son." His expression grew sulky. "Maeve stole the family business from Leo and me. You know she did. She paid out your shares in full. That's not stealing. And the business wasn't big enough to support the three of you then. You know that. She's the one who's made it what it is now. Besides, this all happened 30 years ago. Get over it." "But she forced us to sell them to her, cheated us of our birthright."